It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And we are talking all things Juneteenth. And on the line, we have the program chair of the Resurrection St. James Juneteenth Celebration. I call her Mama Malbia. Y'all call her Anita Malbia, okay? How you doing today, Mama Malbia?
Oh, I'm exceptional. You know, the sun is shining. Yes. And it's a good day because it's a day of great commemoration.
Absolutely. And that's what you're doing. Now, I love the fact Allies for Racial Justice, a partnership between Resurrection, United Methodist Church, and St. James coming together to host a Juneteenth celebration on Saturday. Tell us a little bit more about this alliance you all have formed, because I think in the community of faith, that could be so valuable for other congregations.
Absolutely. It's actually been in effect for almost 9 years now. And it came about back in 2016 when our pastor, Emmanuel Cleaver III, and Pastor Adam Hamilton of Resurrection, put their heads together in the wake of some real racial tragedies that were going on and said, truly and surely, we as the church could be doing something that is very proactive about this. And that's when they decided, let us make a partnership between our two churches, the goal being to give people the opportunity to form authentic relationships.
Yes. Oh, I absolutely love it. Not just a quick platitude because something happened. And that goes to show, because you all are celebrating your annual Juneteenth celebration this Saturday at St. James, 5540 Wayne Avenue. Tell us more about what is going on that day and what our listeners can expect when they come out.
Yes. Well, we've got two segments. The first one is at 4:00 in the afternoon, and it'll be in our worship center. And we're having a presenter who is a part of the honorary Buffalo Soldiers and is also, though, a descendant of one of the original Buffalo Soldiers. He is very learned about their history and about Black military history, and he's going to be sharing information from 4 until about 4:50 or so.
Okay.
And then we are inviting the audience and anyone else who has shown up for the 5:00 show, which is the one where we are featuring different artistic endeavors. We're going to have dance and vocalist and choir, and it's just going to be a great celebration starting at 5:00 in the main sanctuary.
We love to see it. So make sure you are there. St. James United Methodist Church, their annual Juneteenth celebration this Saturday, kicking off at 4 p.m. Everybody join in the different praise part of the program, how they will celebrate Juneteenth at 5. And thank you so much, Mama Malbia, for everything you do in the community. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much, Julie, and welcome everybody on the 21st.
Absolutely. Juneteenth is for everybody. We appreciate you.